complete with 1980s styled stenciling on the walls, a small chaise lounge, and a makeup table or vanity where much of the action takes place. Act 1 of this two-act drawing room comedy is flawless. My issue with Act 2 is with the playwright, not the actors. Ball somewhat abruptly introduces a new male character, Tripp, played by Trey Sorensen, to serve as a love interest for one of the women. Since the play is set roughly in the 1990s, there's also dialogue that was maybe hip and edgy at the time, but seems a little cringy today. I personally feel this new plotline needlessly takes the story in a new and unexpected direction. I wish he had thought of an alternate way to wrap this up, within the context of the established characters. In the end, it doesn't spoil the experience, but it's more of a hiccup. The theater is a comfortable venue with tiered seating that accommodates about 75 in the basement of St. Bonaventure Church. Sadly, there's no elevator, so be prepared to navigate some stairs.